Business World now with Giles Beckford. Kia ora, Giles.
Kia ora to you, Corin.
How are we looking out there on Wall Street?
It's looking for a bit of direction, actually. It's still marginally lower. The banking worries have receded, but now people starting to fret again about what the Federal Reserve will do at the next meeting. Will it sit or twist? No change to rates or a 25 basis point rise. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 0.1%, the S&P 500 0.3% lower, and the NASDAQ is down 0.75%. The local top 50 index went to the races in the afternoon, closed up 158 points, 1.3%, sitting over 11,771. Strong rises there for power companies, and most of the leaders also had sizable gains. And the New Zealand dollar also stronger, 62.5 US cents, 93.1 Australian.
In your main bulletin, I see you're looking at this issue around offshore oil drilling, and, well, there's still a permit has been issued.
Well, it resulted after the company that was turned down, Greymouth Petroleum, went to the High Court. This was about the time when the government was announcing its policy back in 2018, saying no more offshore permits, will honour the ones that we've got. Greymouth was turned down for it, went to court, being told by the court, you probably got it wrong, so they've issued the permit. It's also announced that it's offering a new exploration permit onshore. It'd be one of the last three that there is. And, of course, it raises the question about whether this is the last of the oil and gas and fossil fuel exploration in this country. We have a look at that. The aged care sector calls for government support as the cracks start to show deeply in the industry. And as politicians debate school curricula and getting back to basics, a survey points to a lack of basic literacy and numeracy skills in job applicants.